Okay, we have a call to order. Everybody please stand. We pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Larry, would you like to offer the prayer?
Our Father in heaven, we're grateful to be able to be here today. To be able to make the decisions that we need to continue the ongoing progress of our district. We thank thee for thy many blessings, especially for the abundant moisture we've received. We've asked thee to be with us throughout this meeting and throughout the coming weeks. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Okay, roll call of members. Start down there, Steve.
Steve Bowen, member.
Larry Bagshaw, here.
Corey Ellsworth is present.
George Warkowski, present.
Roger Childers, present.
Sharon Hillman, present.
And we don't have anyone online. Okay, I declare a quorum. So, item number 5 is appointment of new board members and swearing in of board members. We have one new board member, two things to do, right? And we welcome you, Victor.
Thank you.
We don't have to do a vote on this, right? Because he's a replacement. How's that work?
Yeah, we do have to actually vote.
We actually have to do the vote, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I propose we do a vote. Now, it gets turned into you, Larry? Or do we do it all hands vote?
All hands vote.
Okay, I remember last time we had a write.
Yeah.
That's because there's two, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so how many people would like to offer Victor a position on our board? Say yay, for yay first, sorry.
Yay.
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 Opposed? All right, carries, yay. Welcome, Victor.
Thank you.
So now we can do the swearing in.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So if you want to stand up and then read the oath part right there.
Yeah.
I, Victor Santiago Taya, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution and laws of the State of Arizona, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and I will defend them against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and that I will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties of the office of board member according to the best of my ability, so help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So if you can sign right there.
I'll let you get to
the signature. And then if you want, you can say here. And this is your board tag right here.
And you can make a name tag for me when you get a chance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Perfect.
You're welcome.
Okay, item number 6 is Ray left and resigned as chairman. We need to appoint a new chairman. Would anybody like to make a motion for a new chairman?
I nominate Corey Ellsworth to be the new chairman.
I'll second it.
Okay, nomination and second. All those who say yay?
Yay.
Yay.
Do we have any other nominations? I'd like to nominate Sharon.
Oh, sure. Sure.
I'd like to nominate Sharon.
You should ask her first, but.
Yeah, I need to stay where I am.
Okay.
Are you okay with that?
That's fine.
Okay. Okay, so all those in favor of Corey being the new chairman?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, Corey, congratulations.
I suppose.
I guess you could take over the meeting if you like at this point.
Is that the way that works?
Well, it doesn't have to, but we're on number 7, so.
Got it. Item number 7 was nominate and elect a new trustee for the RAGHT. Do we pronounce that like ragged or something?
Ragged.
Yeah. Trust, and I believe, Sharon, you've got data on that?
Yes. Since Ray resigned, we needed to appoint a new trustee for that position. Only the trustee and alternate trustee can have access to the insurance website to on and off board employees. Therefore, the accountant should be the trustee, and the accounting assistant should be the alternate trustee. In the past, names were used, always used, but it has been recommended that we use titles going forward. While the trustee attends the annual conference and votes on behalf of the district, it makes more sense for the accountant to be that person instead of a board member, since these two positions will have access to the system for district employee changes. And I make a motion to approve the accountant and accounting assistants are in the roles of trustee and alternate trustee.
I just for the sake of those who don't know, ROT deals with our benefits for our employees as far as medical insurance. It's a kind of like a medical co-op, and so we have to have a representative there. Okay, I second that.
All
oh, I can second,
can
I?
Yeah, you can.
Yes, you can. All those in favor of the motion?
So I just wanted to have a question. We have a primary and a backup?
Yes.
Okay, and yes. That would be the accountant, the primary, and the backup would be?
The accounting assistant.
Oh, okay, sounds good.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, any other questions?
So at this point, it's just a position.
We used to do names, but the problem is if someone leaves and then we have to redo it every single time. Yeah. By position, it makes it,
that makes sense.
The new person takes over that role.
Okay.
And it does make sense to me not to be a board position, but be an employee position too. So.
Yeah.
Been proposed and seconded. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? That carries. Number eight is to discuss and take possible action regarding allowing public comments in meetings and setting up of guidelines. Who will address that? Is that here?
We don't have an agenda item for it. I mean, it's on the agenda, but we don't have a document.
A document. And who will discuss that? Who would like to start off?
I personally am in favor of the public comments. If we could just get it under rule.
Right.
Under control, yeah.
Under control a little bit, mutual respect, give them their chance, they give us our chance, and if we can continue that, I think it's important. I think the community is expecting that. So I recommend that we keep it.
Hasn't that been what we've been doing?
Well, there was a change in the last meeting. So are you proposing that we go back to the former rules?
Three minutes,
yep. Public comment, stick to topic.
Yes, sir.
And use a blue card to fill out.
3 minutes, blue card. What would we do with online questions?
Mine.
Online's going to be an issue because we really don't have good bandwidth on this internet.
Yeah, it's
going
to be hit or miss, so we're going to have to just
besides
explain that.
Besides which, we seem to have a problem with people muting their mics and stuff, so.
Yeah.
So I would suggest that we take 10 comments, that's 30 minutes. Blue cards to be submitted at least 24 hours before the meeting, so we know what we're
for
addressing.
People online?
Well, maybe we just don't even.
And people online included.
Yeah, this time I think we should all require that they be online, even if they're going to show up in person, right? So that we have it ahead of time.
The request to
right.
To speak.
Okay.
And everyone, and per topic is good. It's not per person. It should be per topic,
mm-hmm.
So it's not abused.
But what there is on the agenda, there's a public comments section
right.
That we've left off of the agenda. So last meeting and for this meeting, because this isn't a regular board meeting.
Okay.
But that whole comment section will go back on the agenda, and it allows people to speak for our 3 minutes or whatever. It doesn't necessarily have to be an agenda item. It can be whatever they want to talk about at the meeting.
Okay, so it could be like an open meeting
yes.
Rule.
It yes.
It is basically that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But with 45 people, it could get out of control very and
right.
Right, and I think we need to explain to them
we
too
need to
that we don't respond to
control
those.
It
yeah.
With 10 people
yeah.
With
typically,
3 minutes each.
Yeah, I think the 30-minute
mm-hmm.
Limit would kind of discipline that a little bit. So you do the ones that were submitted first,
mm-hmm.
And then if there's time left, then we could use up the rest of the 30 minutes and. When that's up, then the public comment period ends, right?
Yeah, but they also need to know that even though they comment, we don't respond back to it.
No.
We need to back
and not
forward.
Allowed to.
Right.
Respond
we're not allowed.
Yeah, we're not allowed to answer questions, and that's just the way it is.
We're not allowed to answer questions. Okay.
No.
No, we would reconvene as a board. And then it's that important, prepare a response for the next agenda.
And would that, does that imply getting rid of, quote, the blue cards?
No.
And they have the opportunity to go online and log that? Because if they want it in advance, where would they get the blue card?
It would be a virtual blue card.
That's the blue card is essentially...
This is something Victor can help us with.
Yeah. Yeah, but and essentially, the submission is your blue card, right?
So we're doing away with the blue cards because there's no showing up at the meeting.
The blue cards are necessary.
Yeah, you can still use it for people who are here.
I think it's important, yeah.
But not if we'd ask them in advance.
State requirement.
Yeah, so the idea would be, we prefer that it be in advance, right? And so that we know what the topics are, so that we know we can select the time.
Well, they can submit a blue card at any time.
That's right.
So if they wanted to pick one up here this month, for a meeting next month or whatever, that's fine.
That's fine too.
But the blue card is necessary.
Yeah, but the thing is, you slot them, if they do the due diligence of preparing for it and do it online, you tackle those first, or you give them the time first.
Well, why couldn't we put the blue card online that they could fill out and submit to us?
Yep,
we could.
The information on the blue card is necessary, so if they state that clearly on the thing, that's fine.
It'll be the same format, except one is virtual and one they can just get it.
You could even make it blue.
We could put it on the website.
They can just email it right from the website.
Typically, that gives you a little bit more organization.
Well, I agree, point of order, right now we don't have the capability of doing it. So we need to develop the kit. We don't have it on the website. We don't have any way of, we don't have that capability.
Who's our web administrator?
We just got a new one.
Okay.
Our other one retired.
So we would have to work that. It couldn't be done necessarily immediately.
Okay. So while that's not available, then we would then require that we be here physically.
Correct.
And so on.
All right, but are we all in agreement that we will start with the public, the people in person first?
Or if they had submitted in advance on the website, but were online, wouldn't they still be first?
That's what I'm asking. So,
Pam's trying to speak.
Okay.
Pam, we didn't hear you.
Sorry, I'm mute.
I hear you, Pam.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no worries.
Go ahead.
Did you have a comment right now, Pam, or are you just trying to get muted?
I think she was trying to get muted.
I think so. She muted herself. Okay. So, I think we're almost there. Back to your comment, if someone submitted, once we have the form online, and they submit, and weeks in advance, but they're not able to be here, and they can speak to it over the phone, wouldn't they still be queued up first?
They should be. I mean...
What?
Because by virtue of it being sent online, we are not requiring that they be here physically. We can read it for them.
Right, but our people are physically here. I would think that they should be heard first.
We can discuss that. Typically, I would say anyone who has prepared for it, submitted it online, should take precedence instead of someone who just came here.
Well, if they submit it online, it's going to be dated.
Yes.
And most likely time.
Yeah.
So our staff can get it offline and they can stamp it when it was received.
Yeah. We can also say that physical presence is important.
What is to the people sitting out there?
Yeah. And we could prioritize that as well. Except that if the idea is you want to make the 30 minutes used as efficiently as possible.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. So you want as much of an advance submission as possible.
Right.
Instead of anyone who just comes here and says takes over the 30 minutes, right? Or groups of people to do that. I think you want to prevent that. You want a little bit more organization.
So here's my motion. My motion is for our next meeting, we revert back to the former rules of the certain blue cards, and in our next study session, which is probably going to be next week, we added as a topic of how we want to incorporate all the, whatever we need to make this happen.
Implement it.
Implement that.
With our web administrator.
Yes.
And could we add one caveat to that?
Sure.
We limit the next meeting to 30 minutes? I don't think we have that now, do we?
No.
Well, it's three minutes per person.
I know, but and limit it to therefore 10.
Yeah,
limit
10
it to
cards
minutes.
And 3 minutes each.
Okay. There is a limit on the card, believe it or not, if you read it.
Okay. But, you know, we can have include that in the motion. The rules would be 30 minutes for public comment, 3 minutes per topic, not per person, per topic, right? So people can, you know, they don't just submit repetitive right. topics. And then we'll do it in person next week and the following week or whenever it's available, we'll do it.
My guess is for the meeting, for this month's meeting on the fourth Thursday, we probably won't have it ready. But if we just revert back to the former rules, mm-hmm. we got it covered with blue cards.
Yeah.
And then by the next public meeting, we can have it so that people will be able to do it online.
Right.
And you can help us with that.
What if somebody should?
And if you want to give me the web administrator's contact information, I can talk to them.
I love people like that.
I can do
that. So state that motion again.
Okay, the motion is for the remainder of this month, which means for our next public meeting on the fourth Thursday, we're going to revert back to our old system with the blue cards, and the blue cards do have time limits, and they have how many you can limit. Plus, you have the authority, if we're falling behind, to limit it even more. Mm-hmm. And then to do a study group, we're going to have a study group on some other stuff. Include that in our study group next Thursday on how what we have to do to make the online submission happen and go forward with it. So basically table that part of it.
Are we going to limit how many topics? I mean, if somebody shows up and has 10 topics, that's her 30 minutes.
Well, if we revert right now to the blue cards, you get one topic per blue card.
Okay.
So we'll fix it by the meeting after, because we just don't have the infrastructure to do it right now.
Okay. I'll second that.
I second it.
You second it. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. That's good. Just a comment for what it's worth. I know we've had some agitation recently. Forgive the analogy, but every few years we do an activity where we have to schedule something through the forest. And I find rangers who think it's their forest and rangers who think it's our forest. And we don't want to be a board that acts like it's our water and our board. This is our community. There's no attempt, there's no intention in this discussion to limit anyone's views and anyone's inputs. I hope people sense that, right? With that 30 minutes, that's not an unfair amount of time. And we're not saying some people can jump in and talk and some can't. We want to hear from everyone. This is our community and we pull our board members from our community. So. We don't intend to be hiding anything, and we want to discuss anything that makes sense.
If I may interject, that we can.
That we can't
answer questions, and we can't talk about employee issues.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. There's rules.
Then I think we should state that at the beginning of the meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the other thing, if you're talking about ideas around principles on public comments, is that we should, as a board, respond to each one that's been submitted. It may be repetitive, it may test our patience, but we should respond to each and every one.
And to George's point, even though once in a while the response will be, thank you so much,
yes.
deals with it, an issue we can't respond on. We'll respond to it.
Or refer them, if it's a repetitive issue, refer them to a response that we've provided in the past, right? So, but we should respond.
In the past, we kind of all let it go, correct, Sharon, and let Ray respond back accordingly.
Yes.
No, we let board members respond too, not always Ray. You know, it would be other board members as well.
It depends what it is.
But not during the open meeting law.
It's a legal requirement
us.
That we not respond
yeah.
in the open meeting.
If it's open meeting, we should convene to respond separately if it's open meeting rules.
Right? We possibly might in the future look at question and answer type responses. But not within the realm of this meeting.
Yes.
We can't.
It's a different kind.
Yeah.
I was specifically talking about you receiving emails.
Yeah. Right.
You know.
He will be receiving all the emails that are general. And he can do what he wants with them.
Okay.
And do you think as part of the tech effort, you know, part two of the tech effort. Could we start building an FAQ?
Yes, we can.
I mean, good questions that come in and answers, why not make them part of the website?
Yeah, FAQs would be good to work
frequently
with.
Asked questions in case anyone doesn't
know that. Or a record of here's what's submitted, and it may take a while for us to respond, but here's the responses.
I like
that.
We can
index those, people can search it, and you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, just in order of submission, people can search.
All right. And I apologize for editorializing again, but whether it's localized and small or widespread, there just seems to be a feeling of not, that we don't communicate well and that we're not open enough. I think that helps all of that.
Agreed.
Right.
That's the...
We just have to check to our attorney to make sure we can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that is
yeah, right, right. And by the way...
It's all within the open rule.
Open meeting laws.
Yeah.
And I forgot to even ask if we have him today.
No, we didn't.
He couldn't make it today.
Okay.
Oh, Steve.
Yeah.
So I think that's great. That's actually very good. Number 9, discuss and take possible action regarding allowing Alliant Gas to put a new gas line in the trench for the new water line in portals 1 and 2. That starts to ring the bell of why it went wrong in the first.
Yeah, this is
a red flag.
This is something that's been coming up in our planning meetings the last 16 months with our engineer, in saying that Alliant Gas wants to go into a joint trench, step trench with us, but they've never come forward to offer any cost deferments or what they want to do, or we just can't seem to get them to move. So we're going along with the plans. So today we were hoping to have something to actually bring to the board to discuss, but obviously that didn't happen again. So let's just table this and okay, we'll deal with it at another time.
I agree with you. We, in our planning meeting today, we met with their planner and our planner for the trenches, the same person. We basically gave them a May 1st deadline to get back and say, if you want to get involved, we want to know by May 1st. Or else we're going to make our own plan. So I agree with Sharon. Right now, this needs to be tabled, and we'll see what happens.
Agreed.
From that response.
Okay.
Basically told them the monkey's on their back.
Okay.
Great. I make a motion to table number 9.
I second.
George second.
All those in favor of tabling number 9, please say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Can I just have, in addition to that, can we inform them in writing that we're moving on?
The engineers will.
Yeah, we are. We have an intermediate.
Our engineer is their engineer.
Where these things are placed is, it's code. It's got to be done according to code. Right. And if we're moving on, we just got to inform them in writing.
The real issue is really not whether or not we can do them separately. We can without any issue. The real issue is the homeowners association wants to retar, and they don't want to have to do it twice. Okay, so that's the real underlying issue here.
Yeah,
okay.
We'd like to see if we can coordinate the both efforts at the same time, and then they can pave it right down, and it's just nice and clean and done. But it's not
the roads are extremely narrow to be able to trench twice. So.
Number 10 is identify potential agenda items for the next scheduled meeting on April 27th.
Move number 9 to there. We might have an answer by then.
Right.
I just have a question. Most of on our open in our comment period, most of it is around connections, right? Has there been a subgroup form to respond to those, or?
I'm not sure I understand.
Well, we just need, instead of them engaging the whole board, should assign people just engage with those questions and say, here are the rules, here's the reasons for it, here's the criteria that we're following. Should that be communicated to that group?
To what group? I guess I'm not.
He's asking if we should make up a subcommittee.
Yeah, subgroup. It's the group that's very vocal are the ones that want connections, right?
Mm. Well, there's...
Oh, you're talking meters. Okay, I'm sorry. I was off on another tangent.
Right. Yeah, it's a combination of moratorium, release, and connections.
The conditions for the moratorium have already been released.
Right.
Until we release the moratorium, there's no change.
Right. And
so
there's really no subcommittee for that.
So, Victor, let me answer your question this way, which is probably easy. We have a limitation how many people can go into the the meetings that we have, the weekly project meetings, because we can't have more than three people, or else it becomes a public meeting. So we have certain people that have been attending. We are planning on having a study group next week with everybody, or the whole board, to discuss those types of issues and get people up to speed.
Right.
And that's kind of the way we've been handling it. Yep. So we do have a subgroup technically that is addressing that.
Okay.
And what needs to happen now is for the other board members to know where we're at and what we've discovered.
Right. I'm pretty sure the goal is how do we lift a moratorium. The criteria is steep, but we just need to.
We know the criteria now.
Yeah.
We know the criteria, and we think we've seen the path.
Okay.
We just got to get everybody up to speed. Okay. It's just how fast and how quickly.
So I would then say if there's really a subgroup, let's have that subgroup so that we not have to create a new one. Create responses to these most common questions that people have, right?
We have been responding to people.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't want to respond until we get one thing. Some things we respond to, but we're trying to make our data a little more accurate. Some of this stuff, I spent two and a half hours today trying to figure out when we replaced the water line, going through past data, how many gallons per minute do we get per 1,000 feet?
Excuse me, we did that.
Oh, sorry. Okay, sorry. See, I'm trying to slight you.
I guess to restate it, is since, like what you're saying, we're seeing the light and we know the criteria, maybe ask that subgroup to go ahead and publish it and have it reviewed by the board, and when it's ready, make it public.
And that's what the study group is going to be about next week.
That's good.
You available Thursday?
I think so.
Okay.
That's the 20th. Are you available, Roger?
That's the
20th. Thursday? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, Corey, depending on what time.
Corey, can you call in if you're not going to be here?
Yes,
but it doesn't have to be person, right? We can do virtual?
You can call in for...
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, if it's virtual, I should be.
Well, I thought originally we were talking about just having one of the board members talk about the moratorium each public open session.
Yes.
Just to give an update.
I took on that role. Okay. But we need, there's things we need to decide within the committee.
Within
the whole board. Because I can't say we're going to release meetings. You can't say it.
Okay.
And the board needs to understand where we're at, what the data's showing,
right,
and what it looks like going forward, and then we need to make decisions.
Yeah, I would think the subgroup needs to agree what that criteria statement should be. Elevate that to the board, then we will have a study group to agree on it, and then we can make it.
It's a very complicated situation.
I'm sure.
Yeah, it's not like, all right, we're just going to release five,
yeah,
ten.
There's a lot of data that we've been crunching.
I'm sure. And at some point, it would also be our responsibility to simplify it so we can communicate.
We have some of that already. It just until we validate it a little more, we don't want to release it because then it becomes fact, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Makes sense.
If our attorney was here, he would tell us we are way off topic.
Yeah, we are off.
Off topic.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, so new guy, be quiet.
Let me ask a question.
That'd be the excuse for this meeting.
Let me ask a question and tell me whether we're off topic too, but because it's not on here, but what's our policy on publishing any public meeting, like this meeting or the public meeting? How far in advance do we post that on our website?
We're required a minimum of 24 hours.
A minimum of 24. And do we have a preference? I mean, typically, what do we do?
We try to get information into me on Friday before the meeting so I have time to get it not only posted, but it has to be posted on the web, which sometimes takes several days. So,
okay. So the regularly scheduled meetings, those meetings are on the website, so everyone knows those are coming.
Yes.
But these kinds of meetings, I saw a note.
All
saying,
open meetings are scheduled at least 24 hours.
At least 24 hours in advance. So.
Sometimes 48.
So this meeting might have surprised people. If anything that's 24 and you don't know it's coming, might have surprised people.
Any open meeting is at least 24 hours in advance.
And
we've tried to make it 2 days in advance.
And the agenda is a responsibility of the chairman and the secretary.
Gotcha.
So it's on the web. sometimes you're also required to actually physically.
It is.
It's posted here, okay. It's posted at the grocery store and the post office.
Yeah, that was great.
And is it fair then to say that since there are no other agenda items, there are no other agenda items, and we adjourn, or?
I make a motion that we adjourn.
I second it.
This meeting, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned.
All right, great. Good job.